Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. Our guest today is Phil Turney. Now, we're going to be joined by Dr. Laura Presley in just a few minutes, but I want to go back. Now, who was the person who put his rank on the table? What was his name?
Admiral Isaac Kidd.
Is he still alive?
No, he's dead. And his underling, Captain Ward Boston, finally come out and told the truth and wrote an essay about it and said that the attack was deliberate and everything that was told about the USS Liberty was lies. And the government of the United States is covering up for the state of Israel. And I might also add that there's no statute of limitations on murder. And
that's
no
right.
One should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded, premeditated murder, not even the Zionist state of Israel. We believed that then, and we believe that now. They committed war crimes, and they should be held accountable for war crimes, just as the criminals were during the Nuremberg trial. They were hung by the neck, as we feel the people that murdered our shipmates and the men that has died since then from their wounds will never be forgotten, and the perpetrators should be hung by the neck.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot agree with you more. Now, you said there's a ceremony today?
There is. At Arlington National Cemetery, Jim Smith, former Lieutenant Commander, and Ernie Gallo, former CIA operative, they were both aboard the USS Liberty. They will be the men in charge of the ceremony at the mass grave. Where these men were blown to pieces. They couldn't put them back together. They didn't know who they were, so they just put them in a mass grave. And then on the graveside, it says died in the east in Mediterranean. It doesn't say nothing about Israel or anything else. So the cover-up stems from the cradle to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And is insulting, disrespectful of human life, especially to the brave men that served aboard the USS Liberty, the gallant crew of the USS Liberty, that I might add was the most damaged ship in one incident in all of American history. And it should be held up as a banner of what a man at sea can do. And I'll tell you, the only reason we survived is the hand of God was under our ship to keep us afloat, because nobody else
wow.
is there to help us but Jesus Christ, and we thank him for that.
Wow, what a story. Thank you so very much. I cannot tell you how much respect I have for you. Ladies and gentlemen, think about this. This Admiral Isaac Kidd and Captain Ward Boston, who told them not to say anything about this or that they would go to prison, to keep quiet for those years because out of fear, a real, real fear, ladies and gentlemen, for what was going to be done to them, and to now stand and try and tell the world what really happened. I respect you. I salute you. Thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today. You are to be commended, and I don't know what we can do. Is there anything we can do at this point to try and get war crimes charges against Israel?
Well, you could try writing your congressman, but you'll get the same old thing back that it's been investigated 12 times, case closed. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you, because I don't want you to waste your time. But if you want to get my book, you can get it from Amazon. It's called What I Saw That Day, and co-written by Mark Lynn. And so it pretty much tells the story. But
okay, what I saw that day. Please get me a copy of that. I'd like to have you back on the show, and I'd like to promote the book, but I don't know what's in it. But I can imagine what I saw that
right.
day. That
right.
sounds
just,
like an incredible.
Just Google it. Just Google it on your search engine, and you can read the reviews. It's I believe 5 stars now.
Wow. Thank you so very much, Phil Turney, for what you're doing and continue to do for all of those that served on the ship that day. Wow. May they rest in peace. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joyce. And let's keep in touch, and perhaps we can do this again.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it very much. Phil Turney, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Dr. Laura Presley after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic. Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world. I got a phone call Friday from Jerry Peterman telling me that there was some good news in a case that Dr. Laura Presley had, and I was so thrilled to be able to talk to her and to find out about this. And I mean, I was actually in tears. It just made my day to hear what she had to say. Dr. Laura Presley has been a Power Hour audience member for a long time, a guest on the program, and I am just so appreciative of the fact that she is carrying forward really the banner for all of us. I mean, she is really doing an amazing job, and I really cannot commend her enough. Dr. Laura Presley, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, good morning, Joyce. Thank you so much, and I love you dearly. You are just the banner of truth for all of us here in Austin, mm-hmm. and you have so many listeners and people that love you, the Friends of the Power Hour. I've been to their luncheons, and we are big fans of you, that's for sure.
Oh, you're so kind. Well, it's a big fan of the truth, and that's why people listen to the Power Hour. They're a big fan
that's
of the
right.
truth. They can't get enough of it, and we have come across, you have come across, excuse me for trying to take credit for that, you have come across some amazing truth and facts with respect to the election situation. Why don't you go back and bring us up to date? You ran for office there in Austin. Bring us up to date as to what has happened since that time.
Absolutely. And just, and thanks for letting us tell our story on your show. Just thank you so much. Well, yes, I ran for the Austin City Council, and I was in a runoff election back in December. And when the results came in on election night, we did not believe them. We had electioneers at every single polling location here in Austin. We had people on the ground reporting to us that, you know, Laura, you did great. We're doing good. You're over 60%. You've got this election in the bag. And they were getting reports from voters as they're coming out of polls.
Wow.
And when we got the election results on election night, my opponent was declared the victor at a ratio of 2-1 over us. And we did not believe it. It was just absolutely unbelievable. So I got up the next morning and I looked at a bunch of data, election results and data and voters' names, et cetera, that had been sent out during the election. The county here, Travis County, which is the county in Austin, sends out voter rolls as early voting's going on, so people take the people off their rolls. So I went and looked and compared the number of voters' names for each precinct during early voting and the number of people they reported had voted, and what we found was really shocking. There were more ballots than there were names for early voting in 15 out of 18 precincts here in Austin. And that just doesn't, I'm sorry, the numbers just do not add up.
Mm-hmm.
We also found that ballot-by-mail voters had their names listed up to 3 times as voting on different days. So that didn't add up. We looked at kind of just the overall results of our runoff election and compared them to different precinct results compared back to the general election where we had 8 candidates. And, you know, I was in the runoff with only 2. And so there were several repetitious mathematical patterns in our election results, and that didn't add up. So what did we do? We filed a manual recount here in Austin. And long story short, the manual recount did not follow state law. We found out that here in Travis County, the Hart voting machines were not saving the actual ballot images that are required by the Texas statutes. And so we challenged this. We filed an election contest, and we said, if you do not adhere to state law, and you don't have these actual ballot images, and you have all these irregularities, we cannot trust the election. And so we did a lot of research. We filed this contest. We got discovery. We took depositions. And what has happened, just kind of jumped to the end of the movie, there was a very extensive report that was filed by the California Secretary of State back in 2007 by a number of computer experts. There was professors from Stanford and Rice University here in Texas, and they reported many problems with the software of the Hart voting system, and the Hart voting system is what we use here in Austin. And I'm going to quote this report. This is back in 2007. An adversary may introduce incorrupt mobile ballot boxes into the legitimate flow of the precincts back at Election Central, and this could damage the credibility of the vote counting process. And all through discovery, as we were getting documents from the county about the Hart voting system and how they were operating it, we found several corruption errors that occurred on election night, 9 different systematic corruption errors that were occurring when votes were being tabulated. And I call this systematic because these errors were occurring at the beginning when votes were being loaded, not randomly. You know, there was not problems randomly. It was systematically at the beginning. And what's interesting is there are these mobile ballot boxes that are memory cards where votes are stored at the precincts. Those things get reported back. They get transported to what they call central counting, and they get tabulated. And this is where we found corruption errors in the audit logs. And I'll tell you what, Joyce, this has just been an eye-opening experience. I have never been an election activist. I've been an activist on many other things, as you know, fluoridation and smart meters and all other types of things. But this election, these election problems are very complex. They're very computer-centric. They're very mathematical. You see mathematical patterns that should not be there. And so we filed this election contest, and we got depositions. We got the Travis County clerk here in Austin saying that she'd never heard of so many of these corruption errors on election night. And so we, you know, we presented all this evidence to the judge, and we asked for more evidence here in the judge here in Travis County. We asked him, can we please get to the software where these mobile ballot box corruption errors were occurring? Was this one mobile ballot box, one memory card? Was it nine memory cards? What were the issues going on election night? And he refused to give us evidence. So we presented the evidence that we did have to the judge. We thought this was very, very strong. And he actually dismissed our case, saying that we didn't have evidence. So it was a real catch-22 for the judge to say, we're not going to give you evidence to prove your case, more evidence, and we're going to dismiss you because you don't have it. So that's what we're dealing with here. We had this district judge who made this ruling a couple of weeks ago, and the good news is he made some statements during our case that will allow us to appeal, and so we are considering doing that. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. It's been an eye-opening experience. What's the most powerful is that there are reports out there from, you know, 7-8 years ago that predicted this type of issue, and we found it here in Travis County.
So let me go back to your background. Now, you're an IT expert. What is your PhD degree in?
Yes, my PhD is in chemistry. It's physical chemistry, which is physics and chemistry. And I worked in the semiconductor industry for about 17 years, analyzing data, doing yield analysis. I've managed teams in Malaysia and China and here in the United States. And what's really powerful about all of this information that we got is that it's very computer-centric. There's audit logs. There are mathematical analysis that we did on this, you know, on this election. And most candidates are not able to understand all of those components. Well, we have the background here in Austin to do this.
That's right. And all I can say is you were born for this time, girl.
Oh, you are precious.
You were born for this time because this is the perfect case for you to be involved in. And it's just amazing how our Heavenly Father puts us in the position of having a mission of what we are, you know, have been bred for, really, in the past. And what everything we've been through brings you to where you are today. And so you are the perfect person to be dealing with this. And like she said, she's also been fighting against fluoride, smart meters. She's taken a stand on so many things that we believe in at the Power Hour, and we are just so proud to have her as a Power Hour listener. Let me go back to what you have gained through this deposition. What concession did the lady from Tarrant County make to you? I mean, not Tarrant County. Travis County, yeah. What concession did she make during that deposition, and why is that important?
Well, you bring up a great point. So we have gotten through the discovery process. We've got these audit logs, which no candidate has ever done that I'm aware of. And, you know, we have many, many people here in Austin who have worked on election fraud for the last over 10 years and the vote rescue group here in Austin. And what the county clerk told us was that she has never heard of so many corruption errors on election night, okay, and that's a big deal. You know, why are these systematic errors occurring every time when votes are being loaded systematically? That was one admission. The second admission was we also noticed in the security logs that there were extended log-ons for up to 10 days where the system is supposed to be the most secure computer in the county, is logged on for 10 days without being logged off. And so 24 hours a day. So that means you've got the security system completely wide open. We showed her that information in the logs that she'd produced to us. And her comment was she didn't think they were true. She doubted that they were true. And so it's like, yeah, we don't think they're true either. You know, we don't believe this. But this is what they produced and they gave to us. So it was very powerful information, these audit logs that we received. We got manuals that showed, you know, different processes that the county had not followed. One other piece of backup data, you know, I want to touch a little bit on these ballot images. The state of Texas has done a pretty good job trying to protect against, you know, voter fraud, and so that there's an accountable system that you can go back and verify in a vote in a vote situation.
Okay, hold on to that. And we'll be back after this 4-minute break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Dr. Laura Presley is our guest today, and vote corruption is the subject. We'll be right back. Let's find out how we can support and help her. Stay tuned to the Power Hour, Joyce Riley.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Dr. Laura Presley today. Voter fraud, it turns out to be, is the issue. She was running for office in her local area, did very well, and was in a runoff. And lo and behold, they have found out there was voter fraud involved in it. Go ahead and continue where you were, and also with the action item, what we can do to help you, Dr. Presley.
Thank you, Joyce. Yes, you know, here in the state of Texas, they do try, the legislature has tried very hard at keeping a system, a voting system, electronic voting system, that will verify votes if there's a question on, you know, about the integrity of the election. And so what they provided for were two pathways. One was a data pathway, electronic data pathway, and then they had a backup system, which is called a ballot image storage, where, and there's two words there, a ballot image. The ballot that voters saw when they were voting on the electronic voting machine and an image of what they voted. And so what Travis County's not been doing is not keeping those ballot images. What they have, what they provided to us in the recount and what they're saying is that there are these cast vote records, which is a computer-generated template. This cast vote record does not have the name of the election. It doesn't have the date of the election. It doesn't have candidates' names or, and here's the real critical piece, it doesn't have a unique serial number. And the Texas Constitution requires that you can't just vote on any old piece of paper. Okay, you have to vote on an official ballot with a serial number that's tracked. These cast vote records that the Austin Travis County clerk is provided to us doesn't have those components of a legal ballot. So this is the issue for our case. What has been provided to us are not legal ballots or images of legal ballots. So we've brought this really unique election contest, and we're saying if you cannot show us and verify the election results, we want a new election. And one of the other big things that happened on election night that we, and the testimony from this clerk, this Travis County clerk, she gave us testimony that election officers on election day were instructed to not retain backup tapes of the number of votes each candidate received. And that was the kind of the safety net. If something happens to these, let's say these electronic memory cards on their way down to Central Counting where all the votes are tabulated, if something happens to those or they're corrupted, you have these backup tapes. The county clerk's office instructed election judges to not retain those and not print those backup tapes. So that election record's missing. So all of this puts a cloud on the election and as to what the results are, given all the other issues, the more ballots than names, the mathematical patterns, the ballot by mails look like there's more, you know, multiple reports of those. So we don't have those records, and that is not okay. So we are fighting this lawsuit. We have, you know, we've had several lawyers look at our case, and they said, you know, the judge actually probably did you a favor and made you stop where you were instead of continue on these large expenses, these legal expenses, and just jump now to the appellate court. And so that's what we're considering, and it is not my husband. I was asked by one of the newspapers here in Austin, who's funding you, and I'm like, well, we have two lawyers. And my opponent has 11 lawyers. Why don't you go ask my opponent who's bankrolling him? And my husband said, you know, it takes a lot of bake sales to storm the castle. And so, and it's true. It's true. This is all grassroots. We are fighting the battle here in Texas for all Texas candidates, because if we cannot verify our elections, then how good are they?
Well, that's, I think you're fighting, yeah, you're fighting this battle for all of us. I don't care what state you're in, because voter fraud is voter fraud. Yes. So you're fighting it for all of us. I would like to know, where can people donate to help you out? Because this battle has got to be fought. We've got it this far, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I say we. It's come
it
this
is
far.
We. It is.
Well,
we couldn't have gotten as far as we did with the election. And you were so supportive, Joyce, and you donated to us personally. Thank you. You're just an angel. Thank you.
Well, no, that part's not true. But I'm just so thrilled, though, that you have come as far as you have on this issue, and we've got to push this over the top. We have got to keep this issue going, ladies and gentlemen. And now we've got the perfect chance to show there was voter fraud. Where can people donate to support you?
Absolutely. It's our website is PressleyForAustin.com. It's P as in Paul, R-E-S-S-L-E-Y. F-O-R, Austin.com. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you letting us, as a candidate, be on your show and all the support and your help. And again,
well,
PressleyForAustin.com. And we need it because we've got to continue this battle.
They do. They've got to continue it. Please, supporters, please, please help support them. PressleyForAustin.com. She's one of the good guys. She's doing the next right and honorable thing. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Thank you, Dr. Presley, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world and treating your body like a temple, not a dumpster. That's what we're all about here at the Power Hour, getting better from whatever condition you're in. And joining me today is registered nurse Luann Palisi, joining us to talk about how you can do your own retreat, your mini retreat at home, and what to eat, what, how to exercise, what to do. She's a consultant. She has her own consulting business and helps other people to learn how to take care of themselves. And I really, really respect her an awful lot. Of course, she's the person, one of the people that was instrumental in getting me turned around at the last retreat in Texas. Thank you, Luann, for joining us today on the Power Hour.
What a pleasure, Joyce, to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I don't know if Gary's going to be joining us or not. We had thought he was. So do we think he's going to be joining us?
I hope so.
You know?
Okay. We have his number if you need, but I think I emailed it.
Yeah, yeah, we have it. We just can't get a hold of him, so we'll keep trying. You know, by the way, I had purchased the book online, which was the anti-inflammation recipe book, but it was an older version. And then I got, or a different version, and I got the Gary Null book. Oh, my gosh, this thing is unbelievable.
Yes.
This is huge, 8.5 by 11, all color pictures. This is truly the best vegetarian vegan cookbook I have ever seen. And I am just so thrilled we have it at the Power Mall now. This thing, Jamaican squash soup. Oh, gosh, that sounds so good. Cream and mushroom soup. You know, all of these recipes in here with full-color pictures, just amazing. Anyway, you were instrumental in turning me around, and that's what we want to do with a lot of our people at the upcoming retreat in August. And I know a lot of people that can't attend are saying, well, I can't attend, you know, family, pets, whatever reason I can't attend, but I'd like to do something at home. Inspire us a little bit, if you would, please, at what people can actually do at home without going to the retreat itself.
Well, the first thing I encourage people to do is take the toxins that are in their body out.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we've had some past sins, and now we're ready to go forward. So that one of the best things we can do to detoxify our body is have a green vegetable juice. It's amazing that plants are one of the best detoxifiers and healers for our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And when Gary created his green stuff, he never even realized how powerful it was until he was taking lots of it. So the green chlorophyll, you know, the byproduct of plant metabolism is oxygen, and that's what the chlorophyll creates. And when our body is filled with oxygen, we can't create disease the way we do when our body has low levels of oxygen. So in addition to moving our bodies and doing some breath work with meditation, we encourage people to drink green chlorophyll juices. And that's what Gary Null's green stuff is about. Now, I'm going to be straight with you, Joyce. I don't work for Gary Null. I have my own practice. I do some volunteer work for him because I'm fascinated with the results that he gets with his protocols and his products. So when I first started this, I was real skeptical. But when I started taking the green stuff, and I saw, you know, oxygen wakes up your brain. It helps you, burn fat. And all of our cells thrive on oxygen. And most of mm-hmm. us are living in a low oxygen environment. So that's one thing. The other great thing that the green juices do is that oxygen, besides oxygenating, is alkalizing our body. So in other words, when we alkalize our body, you can't have inflammation. And most all of our chronic illnesses, including cancer, is about inflammation. So you're alkalizing the body, you're oxygenating the body. The next thing it does is it detoxifies the liver. The liver is the governor of the body. It's the powerhouse. And when it's filled with toxins from all the way back from your childhood and you can't get those out, they build up and build up, and the liver can't do all the other things it needs to do mm-hmm. for you. So the green juices alone are just one of the best things you can do for your body. And all you do is put a couple of tablespoons in a glass, add some coconut water or some organic apple juice or just plain water or a milk substitute like almond milk. Mix it up and drink it down. It takes about 2 minutes every day, and you're doing your body good.
Now, that's right.
The balance of that is the red chlorophylls. Green chlorophylls, we're all familiar with the leaves of the plants, spinach and kale and all this other stuff. But the red chlorophylls, amazingly, they heal our damaged cells. Now, where do we get red chlorophylls? That's all of your berries. Now, there are so many fruits that have red chlorophyll, even peppers. When you have pomegranates, strawberries, raspberries, even blackberries, they all have this red chlorophyll in it. It's the red chlorophyll that actually heals our damaged cells. Now, I got to tell you, Joyce, when I first met Gary, I had very severe acne, adult acne. Most of it was from my diet. And I'm a nurse. You'd think we'd know this. But no, I never made the correlation. So when I changed my diet and stopped eating processed food, coffee, meat, poultry, dairy, all of these other things, boom, my skin started clearing up. So the red stuff, very, very, very important.
Excellent, excellent. You know, I have been adding, like yesterday when I fixed my green drink, I added my green stuff, red stuff, what I call the purple stuff, and also the muscle stuff all together. Now, is that okay to do that, to put protein with those other items, or should I drink them separately?
Oh, you bet. Mix them all together. You know, people do it differently each time. You know, in addition to the red stuff and the green stuff, the protein powder, that's going to help with all the protein needs of the body. He has all of the essential amino acids in there. It's just amazing. So instead of having meat or poultry or milk products, you can have all of the essential amino acids coming from pea protein, hemp protein. Mix it all together. Or you can have it separate. Some people mix a protein smoothie with, like, coconut milk or almond milk or soy milk or rice milk, and they mix it up and drink it down. It's just delicious, and you're giving your body a boost. Some people mix the red stuff and the protein smoothie in the morning, and they have their green juice separately in the afternoon. Some people mix them all together. That's the joy of these products, Joyce, is that you can mix them all together. You can separate them. Totally up to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am so impressed with them, and I love the flavor, because it is not something that you have to hold your nose and drink. And a lot of the green drinks are. I mean, they are. But this is not. And this is so incredibly good that it goes down so well. I had some organic strawberries from my garden that I put in there yesterday, and it was just awesome, all of that together. But I want to encourage people that eating and drinking is going to be key to your turning it around. And this cookbook, the Anti-Arthritis, Anti-Inflammation Cookbook, Healing Through Natural Foods, available to Power Mall, is truly the best I have ever seen in quality and in the food recipes. Now, as I understand, Dr. Noll did these recipes himself, didn't he?
Absolutely, each and every one of them.
Each one.
Studying health and nutrition for over 50 years, Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I would say the guy has a little bit of background in health and nutrition.
Well, and when you sit there and listen to him every night for a week or two, you will know he really does come from an educated background of experience also. I mean, incredible to be able to work with him. I'm sure that that has been a fascinating time for you, just to spend time with him and learn from him. The retreat we're talking about, you know, I had everybody make a list. If you could do three things that would make your life more perfect, your health more perfect, your life more whatever, you know, better, what would those three things be? And I asked them to make that list prior to the weekend, and then to find out how easy it was to do them. I found out, though I made three things that would make my life healthier, I didn't do it on Saturday. I was able to do it on Sunday. What is it about us that we will initially fight getting better or doing the next right and honorable thing? Why is that, do you think, Luann?
Well, when we create positive change, we have to go through a number of phases, we've found out. They've had this documented in the literature and psychology for a long time. When you have a conditioned habit, it gives you this illusion of security and certainty. And we want that in our lives. That gives us a feeling of comfort, and that's what we want. Even though these habits may be killing us, it may be creating and enhancing our illness, it may be making us overweight, the psychological and the emotional drive is much more powerful than most of our abilities to practice self-discipline and willpower. So, when people come to the retreat, we help them with this. We help them focus their energy in a place where they're able to feel more confident about making better choices, and they understand, they have a deeper understanding. It's not just the intellect, it's the energy of the information and the hands-on, the actual practicing it. And once you practice a habit over and over, some people stay for 1 week at the retreat, some people stay for two, or some people go into books and they practice what's in the books. When you do something over and over and over again, it becomes so easy. You don't have to think about it. When people say, oh, my God, all these vitamins I have to take, I said, well, do you count how many French fries you used to eat? Do you count how many M&Ms you used to pop? Do you count how many kernels of popcorn that you ate while you're watching the movie? You don't. You just put them in your mouth. So
I like that. I like
things like taking vitamins or having a green juice or having a red drink or having a protein smoothie. That's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Put it in, drink it down. I don't think about it. It's like taking a shower and brushing my teeth. It's part of my day.
That's right. It is part of your day. It is part of your new health and wellness day, as opposed to what we used to do, which was putting it in our mouth without thinking about it. Now, everything that goes into your mouth needs to be beneficial. If it's not, then it is taking away. It is having a deleterious effect on your body, and we don't want that now. Now that we're past and have had the awakening, we want to get better and better. You know, the retreat that you attended was how many years ago?
20 years ago.
20 years ago. And you have stayed on that path ever since, haven't you?
I sure have. It's just that easy. You know, my hair used to be brittle, and I was losing my hair, and I was, 20 years ago, I was much younger. And, boy, when I started changing my diet, my hair started growing in full. I have to get my hair cut every 4 weeks because that's how fast it grows. And you've seen my hair. It's thick. So I was amazed at the health of my hair, the health of my skin, my overall health, the energy. You know how, like, in the afternoon you want to just, like, curl up and take a nap somewhere? You have your green stuff. Boom. You're feeling great. You get that energy back. And when you combine the berry blast, the power berry blast, with the red stuff, you're getting phytonutrients from just about every red berry fruit you could possibly imagine. Acai, goji berry, wolfberry, mangosteen, all of these exotic berries, plus your basic, you know, apples, pomegranates. Who can eat all that in a day? Nobody.
That's right.
But when
That's
you have
right.
it in a powder, in a spoon, it's a concentrate. It's like having 25 pounds of berries every day, but you're just getting the healing phytonutrients from them. It just makes life so much easier instead of having to eat all those berries.
And do you recommend, you know, somebody contacted me and said, well, how am I supposed to use this? How much am I supposed to drink per day? Well, we don't talk about how many oranges or apples that we would eat during the day or how many berries you would eat during a day. It's kind of the same thing because it's all whole food and it is cold processed. That's what I think is so important. It's not processed at a high temperature. It's not pasteurized. But how do you explain to people how to use it? Just drink it? I know they had it diluted down with, I believe it was lemon juice there at the retreat. Is that correct?
Yeah, we just mix it with water. The green stuff we mix with lemon juice because it gives it such a nice, it boosts the flavor. And lemons are so great to detoxify the liver. And they actually alkalize the internal metabolism of the body. So we mixed some of them with water and lemons. Some of them in the morning are protein smoothies we mix with coconut milk or almond milk. So we have variety. The variety is what makes it fun. You're not having the same old every day.
Mm-hmm.
You mix
Boy,
it
that
up.
Was good. That
yeah.
The smoothie was so incredibly good, so incredibly good. And you eat light in the morning. That's another secret, I think, is eat light in the morning, eating fruit or juices in the morning and then getting heavier toward the afternoon. And that 2 p.m. meal was just like, you know, that was a gourmet meal bar none in which there's so much food out there, and yet people weren't gaining weight. They were losing weight. The people that needed to lose weight were losing weight.
That's right, because when you give your body what it needs to work on your behalf, if you need to gain weight and you're doing some power workouts in the gym, you'll gain muscle. That's how you want to gain weight. For people that want to lose weight, what you're losing is excess water weight and excess fat weight. So when you're burning the calories doing power walking and you're having, diuretic things like watermelons, and the green juices, you're pulling off excess water from the body. So the people that needed to gain weight put on weight because they were building their muscles. The people that wanted to lose weight dropped weight without even thinking about it. They just did the routine that everyone did every day. And they just, by the end of the week, we have some testimonials, and I was so impressed with the testimonials. And, of course, your testimonials just says it all.
Well, and I hope to be able to play those too for the listeners. I want to play to let people know this is real. This, it isn't just something that you go and you experience it for a week. It is something that you can do in your home. You don't have to go to Texas to do it. You can make that decision at home, because I know most of the slots are filled now. And I'm really encouraging people to do their own little mini retreat at work while we're there. I mean, at home, while we're doing ours, just start now. And, of course, exercising and making that decision to do it every day for 30 minutes is something that I've had to realize that's not an option any longer.
That's great.
I got to do that. Now, you have MetropolitanWellness.com, MetropolitanWellness.com, and you consult with people on an ongoing basis. What does a person usually come to you for? What do they want?
Most people come to me when they're afraid because they've been diagnosed with an illness, whether it's an autoimmune illness like fibromyalgia or multiple sclerosis, or some people come to me because they've been diagnosed with a terminal illness like cancer or ALS, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease. Some people come to me because they go into menopause and all of a sudden they put on 30 pounds and they don't know where it came from. And they're feeling fatigued and they're having all those symptoms. So people come to me with every different type of imbalance. So, and that's what I'm there to help them.
Mm-hmm. And what is it that you usually find everybody needs? How do you start off with the universal things that everybody needs to do? I'll ask her that question after this three-minute break. We'll be back with Luann Panisi after this three-minute break with The Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with The Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour, final segment of the Power Hour. Unfortunately, probably my fault, we didn't have the correct number for Dr. Gary Null, but we do have him on the line now. Trevor was able to... We don't have him on the line. Oh. Okay, well, he won't be on. So, anyway, back to the question that I asked you before the break. What is it that universally people need when they come to you? And almost every person needs it. Luann?
I would say they need to get detoxified. Let's get the stuff in there out. So I talk about cleansing the colon with high-fiber foods and fiber supplements, detoxing the liver with green juices and other supplements. So, and I get them moving their bodies, and I help them to just really kind of sit still and relax. That's a tough one. It's the hardest thing for people is to sit quietly. So
it is. You know, you talk about exercise, getting moving and being active. And then on the other hand, you say we need to be able to be quiet and be still and not talk. And that's really important. That's critically important, too, for people to do that. And I know we learned to do that at the retreat also. Very important. Aside from food, water, the juices that you drink, and I know they really encourage people to have more in the way of juices than in actual just water at the retreat, but also getting that 8 hours of sleep. That is so important. I wish I would have learned that and paid attention to what I was being taught years ago, but I didn't. And you know, if people don't try it, they're not going to know just how valuable that extra sleep can be.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just hit a very important point. Most people are sleep deprived, and if you're not getting enough sleep, you deplete your adrenals. And when the adrenals are depleted, you set yourself up for infections, for inflammation, for exhaustion. You can't think clearly. You're not making good decisions. So we need that sleep. It really, it's like rebooting the computer. It's like recharging your batteries. And you really need that time for the body to relax. And when you're sleeping, the body is detoxifying. It's busy cleaning everything up for you while your metabolism goes way, way down. So, yeah, getting good sleep is important. We also talk about environmental hygiene, personal hygiene. We talk about dental hygiene. And we talk about stress. That's a biggie. And we tend to personalize people that we can't control and events in our life that we can't control as if things are being done to us instead of embracing every moment and saying, what can I learn from this? How can I become a better person because of this experience, whether it's a cancer diagnosis or whether it's being fired from your job or whether it's having conflicts in your marriage, whatever it is, you begin to embrace every situation and say, there's something here that I need to learn. What can I learn from this? When people change that perspective, their whole physiology changes, Joyce. Everything changes.
There's something to be learned from this experience. I really like that. That is so true, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to encourage you to get from the Power Hour the green stuff, red stuff, muscle stuff, and the purple power. Berry Blast, available at the Power Mall. And the book. Oh, order this book. I know it's a little bit more pricey than an average book that we carry, but it is so good. You will not be disappointed at all. The Anti-Arthritis, Anti-Inflammatory Cookbook, Healing Through Natural Foods, 270. And this is the pictures, the full-page pictures with the recipes, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone can do it, and now you have no excuse. Luann Panisi, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
It is my pleasure. Can I give the number if people want to join our retreat?
Sure.
It's 631-504-6198. 631-504-6198.
504-6198. Ladies and gentlemen, if you still want to go, they have some slots in the other weeks in August open, I believe. Give them a call, 631-504-6198. Thank you, Luann. Have a blessed day. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Joyce.
You
all
bet.
The best to everyone.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you all. It's all about the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you then. We love you at the Power Hour.